Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy, and today Jordana's on vacation in Hawaii. Next week, I think you're going to be on vacation in Hawaii, right?
2 weeks. I will also be on vacation in Hawaii.
Okay.
3 weeks.
I have no plans to go to vacation in Hawaii. So,
but I'll be on the show.
I'll be on the show. Here I am. We have so much to talk about today. Hillary Bieber. Hailey Bieber. Hilaria Baldwin. Rihanna's
also Baldwin's.
Yeah. Many Baldwins. Yeah. Kind of a Baldwin. Rihanna has a big announcement. Mm-hmm. I'm reading a really smutty tell-all that I have to talk to you about Meghan Markle and Harry.
The funniest is every time you texted me about the tell-all, you said smutty every
because
single time.
Because that's how I can describe it. Like, it is, although it is, like, pretty well-sourced, it just feels something smutty about it. I don't know. Maybe that's just, I don't know. I'm going to research the author a little bit more, but the book is very interesting.
Okay.
So, where do you want to begin?
I think I want to hear about the smutty tell-all.
Okay. So obviously, like, Meghan and Harry controversy, we finished the Queen's funeral. There were some awkward moments. Uh-huh. There was some lack of eye contact. There was some avoidance.
And then they went home.
Yeah. This book is called Revenge. It's by this guy, Thomas Bowers. He's a British writer.
Okay.
And he seems to be sort of telling the story of, let's say Harry and Meghan got their points out during the Oprah interview and then in the cut, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
This book is telling everyone else's story.
Oh.
Obviously, they're not getting, like, Kate and William and the Queen to speak on the record, but
Did he get Charles?
No. No one in the royal family is speaking for this book.
Like the butler.
Like a lot of butlers. Oh. Like the whole staff or a lot of staff members who worked with them. And then they also have, like, her childhood friends. They spoke to Thomas Markle. And it's really interesting because to see sort of how both sides perceive the situation and what they each try to, like, conceal. I mean, the palace by nature, like, never really reveals anything unless they, like, have to. They don't respond.
Is it ex-staff of the palace? Or is it people who work there now?
I have to, like, look, because there's just, honestly, like, who said which thing. It's like, there's just many, many sources. So,
is it trustworthy, this?
Is it gossip? It's definitely gossip. Okay. It is gossip. I mean, it's as trustworthy as, like, the people who are saying these things to him are trustworthy.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't think that he's manipulating what people said, but, like, I don't know these sources.
What's his motive?
Well, I think a lot of people in there are a lot of people in the UK. Something that has been enlightening is that so when we watch the Oprah interview, she's an American interviewing an American actress. When Meghan is speaking to The Cut, that's like an American. So all of the, like, undertones of everything come from an American perspective, looking at, like, what her rules are from the point of view of Americans.
Okay.
And when she criticizes or when they have, like, complained about things, I think what it seems like insane to us, like, oh, they took, like, her passport or, like, all those things. He doesn't dispute that in the book. But the ways in which decisions are made there and what they prioritize are so different than Americans that I think Meghan's expectations were, like, not properly set by Harry, because I think he has a lot of emotional things that he's dealing with that were not properly dealt with. And what she kind of did is, like, throw flame on the fire for his trauma. But a lot of the trauma is, like, he just doesn't fit in with this family and the way they do things. There's one, I'm gonna read an excerpt that I think really.
So they're saying this is the explanation of why they kind of reacted in the way that they did.
It, like, makes sense that Harry, look, I don't think Harry and Meghan necessarily, like, acted 100% above
board. If he had been with, like, a British woman instead, it would have went differently because the expectations of, like, the British royal family are known by the British people.
Yes. And it just feels like she doesn't.
And like a lot, I feel like probably if you're British, you want to be in royal, like you want to be a royal, right? Not everybody. A lot of people hate the royal family. So what do they say?
Okay. Here's a quote that I feel like really, that I highlighted that I think really very well explains why Meghan failed, like on a fundamental level. Harry did not understand that his fiance was confusing being famous with being royal. Hollywood celebrities boosted their sponsorship opportunities, film ratings, and Instagram followers by small acts, bashing President Trump at the Oscars, kneeling during the national anthem, or setting up charities that benefited themselves more than the cause. By contrast, royals survived and prospered by casting a light on others' achievements rather than their own, celebrating national occasions, championing their country abroad, and providing comfort to others during tragedies. The royal world is expected to be one of altruism, history, tradition, and low-key patronage for no personal gain.
Okay.
So it's like—
He seems like a royalist.
This writer? Guy,
yeah, he seems like very much pro.
Right. So that I think is like sort of the fundamental like misunderstanding. Like she wanted the palace to like manipulate her image and like make sure it was exactly as she wanted, when in reality, the palace is there to like serve the queen. Uh-huh. It also goes into like her life pre-Harry. Uh-huh. And it talks about how like in her 30s, she was like really trying to like get more famous. She was always trying to like, you know, up-level herself.
Yeah.
The derogatory word would be a social climber. You know, they have her friend when her young.
What did her friend say?
Her friend said that she was like obsessed with being a royal from like a young age, that she was like obsessed with Princess Diana. Uh-huh. That's the one who she went to Buckingham Palace with, where there's that picture of her.
Yeah.
And when she did marry, or when she like started dating Harry, she kind of like ditched this friend. And then the friend was, they were like besties. Okay. Like it's like, I ditched you.
For Harry. I'd be understand.
And then, no, okay, but like you wouldn't. You'd be like that bitch.
No, like, I'd be like, yeah, that royal bitch.
Yeah, right. So, but, and if I also was like, if I my whole life told you like, I really just want to like be a royal, like it'd be so fun to be a princess. Like,
yeah. Well, like, you have, but okay.
Yeah. And then I got on TV and I'm like, I don't know anything about these people.
Right. It would feel
You'd
like,
be like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah.
So that seems to be the impression from her childhood friend. Then there's her father. And so there's a lot of things
about.
What's
the deal with her, she and her father? Like, what's the history? What?
Historically, it seems like they were very, very, very close until she kind of like refused to see him and started ignoring his calls when she started marrying Harry. So when he was younger, he was like pretty successful. I'm pretty sure he like won an Emmy for best lighting. Like he was a lighting director. Dad? He was really successful. Okay. He says he paid for all of her schooling. Like
he says, okay.
Yeah, and Catholic school and everything. And her mother was like a little bit more like, I guess you could call it free-spirited or like nomadic, and would like, you know, she would smoke pot in the house and like, you know, and just very like not, and Meghan like would live with her dad. Like her dad was like, he had the money, he took care of her. And then he paid for her college. And I think even like her acting, something with like her acting, he paid for her to, I think maybe be in SAG or her acting, something like that. But the point is, he really was very like helpful. His finances like went bad. He went into bankruptcy, and she at one point did give him some money.
Okay.
But later in her story, she basically blames it. Like he talks about like the photographer who manipulated him into taking those like creepy pictures. It seems like after she got with Harry, Harry's never, I don't even think, met him. He wouldn't like invite. So
weird. Okay.
So people speculate that she's trying to keep her father away from Harry. And she
is that what the book speculates?
Yeah. And based on people speculating.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he talks to the dad.
Yeah. Dad's like all over the book. The dad seems like brokenhearted that like his daughter sort of ditched him. And like, it seems like the things he did, like he's like acting out to get her attention. And then he would like apologize. Like definitely not
sad.
Like all around reliable narrators. But then I was looking at like photos. I went to go look for like photos of them together when she was younger. There's like a lot of very loving photos of them together.
But, yeah. Like, okay. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's her fault.
No. But what I'm saying is like, there was definitely a relationship.
Yeah.
And he, you know, she wrote him like really nice notes, and like I think there was like at one point like she stopped wishing him like, you know, like sending him like really nice messages or whatever.
Okay.
So there's just like a lot of things.
So this is like kind of an interview, not an interview, a book, kind of anti them.
Yeah. No,
it's very much anti them.
It's very much anti them. It's blaming them for like the way things went.
Drama.
And kind of the way that they go about like finding past people that she sort of like ditched. Yeah. Like she ditched like an old publicist and then like ignored her.
She ghosts,
but then like at an event will put like bodyguards in between. Like there was one example where like her old publicist for like years, she's like very heavily featured in the book as someone who helped mm-hmm. Meghan like throughout her whole like Suits time. So at one point Meghan had like a royal engagement and the mm-hmm. former publicist was one of like the 20 people there.
Okay.
And they split them into like two groups to like 10 people to meet Meghan and 10 to meet Harry. Uh-huh. And like the publicist wanted to like be in Meghan's group because she knew her.
Yeah.
And like Meghan apparently like would not.
But
like,
why?
People believe that she like just uses people and then ditches them after she is like done with them and then like puts them in the past. That seems to be like a common theme mm-hmm. that people have said. Like she'll just kind of like put them in the past and like she doesn't want to be like reminded of them if they don't like fit her present narrative.
Okay.
It's really
It's not a good
and then
picture.
There's also, right, yeah, no, it's not a good picture of her. And it seems like, it also was like, you know, she knew what Harry was like. Harry really wanted to be married at the time when he was like dating her.
Okay.
And nobody wanted to be with Harry because he's, you know,
what?
Like difficult. He's this is the other thing. You know, her whole like, is he kind thing?
Yeah.
There's not like a recorded kind. Conversation where like she didn't like she knew
that he
someone
wasn't
said kind. To him said to her that he like was notoriously not nice to women.
What?
So this and also the way they tell the setup is that she kind of persuaded his childhood friend who she had met through a Ralph Lauren event, I think at Wimbledon.
Okay.
Or a Ralph Lauren event, whatever, generally that.
It seems what the reality is probably it's like somewhere in between both of these things.
Yeah.
Like you can't be all bad.
No.
Or like one side can't be all good. Like it's probably right. somewhere in between. Like some things might be exaggerated. Some things might be like not exaggerated enough. Like.
Right. Well, people call her like a narcissist, but I don't think that makes sense because there are so many anecdotes, especially from like the first 20 to 25 years of her life where yeah. people. Frequently call her empathetic. And okay. that's like not a descriptor you use for someone who's like
anti-narcissist.
Who's like consistently a narcissist. If anything, like it probably like went to her head. Like she's a fancy bitch. She wears like really expensive shit. they didn't like, you know, the Brits didn't like that because the whole royal family only costs like £85 million a year. The whole thing.
Uh-huh.
That's like not a lot. You think about everything they do.
Okay.
And, you know, they were complaining. People didn't like that she didn't show up to events. She doesn't get what royals are supposed to do. She doesn't like understand that like showing up at a hospital and shaking people's hand is like valuable.
But what I don't get, if she wanted to be a royal her whole life, why would she turn down the opportunity? Like, why would she make it?
Because I think she had an American's idea of royalty.
So she was just really disappointed like, in what the reality of being a royal is.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I think partially, yeah. I think she like emulated Diana. She thought like her life was going to be like Diana. No, like also not good, not great. Yeah, she doesn't. I don't think she understood. I think she just thought like, oh, royal equals very famous and very rich and very like important.
Prestigious,
I don't think she really understood that like, yeah, all of that is like not like it's for the queen.
Right.
It's for the sake of the monarchy. It's not for the sake of the individuals in the monarchy.
Right.
Which actually is like not a comfortable position if.
Like everything is about the queen.
Yeah, everything's about the queen.
Even the queen isn't even about her, like, husband herself, or right. herself. It's about being a yeah, queen.
It's not like posting,
well,
like,
RIP, now it's a selfie. The king.
Right, it's not like a selfie world. It's like, and I think Meghan didn't really, like, get that. Like, they're very, like, obsessed with security and, like,
right.
they don't,
well,
yeah.
I guess
understand
we'll see.
That, but, well, yeah.
You think she's going to respond to this? Did it just come out?
I think it came out, like, last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
I do think she is going to respond to it. There's another book coming out that apparently oh, wow. is going to be like even more smutty.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah. all these people are like just trying to make some money.
Right.
Right. Off right. of all of this too.
Yeah. I mean, but so is like.
So are they. Yeah. Have you been listening to Archetypes? I listened to Mindy Kaling's episode.
I think Mindy Kaling was the last one that came out because I think they didn't put some out because of the
Queen. Of the Queen, right. They paused
everything.
I did
listen to Mindy. Mindy's was unreal. I loved that episode. And I'm going to continue to listen to Archetypes. I think it's a really good.
Mindy's the last one.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to Mariah. I listened to Serena.
Mariah's great.
I listened to Serena. I'm going to listen to it. I listened to Serena and I listened to Mindy. Yeah, Mindy was good. I love Mindy.
It's a great show. I mean, it's a really good show. That was also, they talk about how they were like trying to seed all these like money making opportunities, which is like also not okay if you're
royal.
Yeah. And yeah, I just think she didn't like
She wants
understand.
To be more famous than that role.
Also, like the Queen was notoriously frugal. Like she didn't buy, she wasn't like spending the monarchy's cash for like picks.
We got to see what the King's going to be like.
I think he's famously quite lavish. Mm-hmm. But I think he's like matured a bit and I think he understands.
Like 73.
Yeah, I think he's matured at this point. And I think mostly his biggest thing is like keeping shit together. Yeah. I don't get the sense that he's like, you know, trying to like advance his own interests at this point.
Right. He just wants to make sure that the monarchy stays.
Right.
And sets up a good foundation for William.
Yes. And then maybe a little, what's her name? Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, Charlotte, not I'm predicting. Charles.
I'm predicting that.
Wait, what's his name?
I'm predicting that George is out.
George, yeah. Not Charles.
George, yeah.
What's the littlest ones?
Louis. Yeah.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision engineered blades. The blades are perfect spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES. Speaking of podcasts, let's talk about Hailey Bieber's interview. You listened to everything. I saw like all the like summary clips. I did not listen. So you tell me what is she, because every headline was like, in a intimate interview, Hailey Bieber reveals like the details of her sex life with Justin. And then like one thing was like, Hailey loves doggy style.
Yeah, she did say that.
You know, I believe that. It was just really funny, like that things that people would pull out from this interview. So, okay, so what did you get from it?
So I was trying to like ignore all the headlines because like I just found those. And then also the Selena
stuff. Okay.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of people talking about Selena. I saw people like talking about the interview itself. So I had pretty low expectations. I went in being like, this is going to be so shitty. I can't wait to like roast it.
Shitty because you think just Haley's just kind of like.
I just thought like, oh, she would just say dumb things or like say nothing. I really enjoyed her. I really, you know, this won me over. This made me a Haley fan.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jordana. I actually think that he made the right choice.
Oh, shit.
No, really. I see why he picked her over Selena.
Why?
Because she's very unchaotic. She's like very sweet.
How do we know that Selena's chaotic?
We've watched.
What did we watch?
All the stuff.
What stuff?
Okay. We're not reviewing the history of Selena, but. I see why he likes Haley. She's very just like nice. She's easy. She seems genuine and sweet. She doesn't seem dramatic at all. Mm-hmm. I understand why she is perfect, basic girl catnip because she just like is easy. Like she's easy on the eyes. She's breezy. Like the clothes, she wears her clothes well. Like
Monica, just be breezy.
She is though. Like and she seems nice. Uh-huh. It's hard to say, like, you know, because the questions were obviously, like, chosen with a purpose or they were, like, you know, I found the least interesting part, the 25 minutes where they were talking about Selena. Because it was all just sort of Haley being, like, I promise I didn't, like.
There was no overlap with their relationship.
Which I believe she doesn't seem like someone who would, like, do that, honestly.
Well, she dated him before.
Right. Yeah, she
then he goes back to Selena. Right.
And then some other girl.
Yeah.
In the middle. Maybe two others.
Yeah. And then he ends up with this, like, all of a sudden, he's, like, in this long-term partnership with her.
But right? They were friends. They were friends, like, even before they were dating. Yeah. I completely believe that. It's so interesting because, like, people do seem just so obsessed with, like, the Selena of it all. They address how people seem to just be really obsessed with Haley's relationship.
Uh-huh.
And like, yeah, fair. That is what is likable about her. Like, it's not because when I say I like her, it's not like she's saying anything groundbreaking. I just find her like
she was just
nice.
It was just pleasant.
It was just pleasant. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing like
because she also said like she didn't say, which is funny because it's like the opposite of what all the headlines were saying.
Yeah, she didn't say anything
because she basically said. I also read that she when they were talking about like the Selena thing, she. Really was like, I've talked to her like since and, you know, it's all love. It's all respect. Like there's nothing really groundbreaking about that, which is nice to know that there's no, because like people love to pit women against each other. Yeah. And like there was the rumor that she was crying at the Met when the people were chanting Selena around Justin. And she says, I wasn't crying.
So she says she could hear them, but she had something in her eye and he was telling her like, no, you're good. And then she didn't even realize how it really looked until she heard the video.
That's possible. And it's also possible that she was crying. But either way, like, it doesn't fucking matter. And, like, people do like to just pit women against, like, these ex-girlfriend with the current girlfriend, wife, whatever, with each other. And it's
right. I didn't get why, like, that needed to be so long of the interview when there was not anything being said, really.
It's not really that fair to Haley.
I know.
Because it's her husband's ex.
Right. Well, that's what she kind of was like saying a little bit.
But now she really is famous for being this like influencer. She like.
I think she's very influential.
I think she's top five female influencers or influencers of women. Yeah. Millennial and Gen Z women. Like her donut. Like, did you see the glazed donut nail? I didn't get like the long nails, but I went to my manicure. I was like, you know, because my grandma used to get like the pearly nails and my late grandma, who my daughter's named after. And I remembered it. I was like, this is so nice. Like maybe I'll get it. Even though I can think of myself as a child being like, oh my God, that's such grandma nails. So I get this donut glazed thing. I don't get the long ones because that's not my thing. Fucking gel ruined my nails.
Hours.
Look at, no, it didn't take hours.
It was to just, get the long ones.
I didn't do it, but look at it. It ruined my nails.
Oh, I thought.
My My nail is like.
So you were poorly influenced by her.
I was poorly, but I do like the nails, but it's really funny if you think about it. It is a grandma vibe.
It is a grandma but vibe.
All you see on Instagram is just like Haley's blank.
Yeah,
Haley's nails.
Haley's white t-shirt.
Haley's skincare, which is like just dabbing water on her face and then being like, done.
But here's the thing. She's a model.
She like dabs.
She's actually like a great model.
She was a ballerina.
Yeah.
Right. And so she's very like poised in her like way. She just glides.
That's why she's breezy.
She's breezy.
You glide down her glazed donut face.
If you want to remember back in the day when we had a discussion back when we were on like the old Betch Slapped or whatever we show, we talked about like, do we think it's when they got engaged or something? And we're like, nah, it's not going to last. Jordana's like, Selena forever. And I was like, no, I really think this is going to last. Like the thing that maybe is not going to make them last is maybe if they're like, go through hardships in their marriage, not because later. It's like later, not because of some salacious thing that happens or like, I got over it. We got married too young. Like, I don't think it's that. Because she says in the interview, I did see this clip where she was like, you know, we work really, really hard on our, like the partnership that we have. So clearly they're invested in making their relationship or marriage work.
They also have like that religious,
yes,
like basis, which I think makes people like just inherently more, I don't want to say religious people are more committed, but I think it's like, it's more out of the question that you would get a divorce. Like, I just think it's like more, it's like less. It feels, I think, to people who are more religious, like less of an option or like more of a drastic thing to do. And I think like, they do go to like a pastor and like you can see she is like a genuine person. I think if they separate and it would be because like he fucked up so badly.
Yeah.
Then she like tried to stick by him and it like didn't work out. I don't see them. I agree. I think also like their relationship is like fairly calm for the people that they are.
I wanted to stay calm.
I wanted to stay calm too. I don't need controversy.
No.
We don't need.
And I like that it's peace between her and Selena and Justin.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm happy. Selena should have peace and blossom and find a partner for her that's better than Justin.
Right. Is it helpful for Selena that her fans are obsessed with her ex-boyfriend?
No, it's so toxic for her.
It is.
Because you can't like rise out from that.
Right. If everyone's like, thinks your perfect destiny is your ex-boyfriend.
Which is so dumb. Like, it was a toxic relationship for them. Like,
right, chaotic.
Give Selena the chance to grow and become the phoenix that she is.
Free Selena.
And rise. Well, she is amazing now. She's like, she was hilarious as when she presented in the Emmys with Steve Martin and what's the other fucking guy's name?
The guy.
His name?
I the only...
Martin Short.
Yeah.
The other Martin, I was going to say. They were really funny to get there. And I was just like, these three should host the Oscars.
Do you watch the show that they're in together?
I watched the first season, but it's not the same.
No, it's
because they were making fun of sort of each other.
Right.
It was like a good, they all of them making fun of each
Selena
other.
Selena has like artistic chops. Here's the thing. So the one thing I will give Selena, I don't want to compare them, but Selena is like an artist. Like she can, I think Selena is like, has like triple threat potential.
Yeah.
Haley is a beautiful, influential, lovely model, and she should stay that way. She models things very well.
Yeah.
And she should continue to model them.
Two different industries.
Totally. They're different people.
I hear rare beauty.
Diana
is really good.
And Lucy, no, neither.
I hear rare beauty. Selena's
I've heard that too.
Music. Selena's makeup is also very good.
I've heard that too.
Anyway, Selena and Haley, Team Selena and Haley. Go, bitches.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time. And also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me. So I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself. And that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to Nuuly.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, Sammy, I know you've been cutting cucumbers waiting to talk about this discussion.
Combining the Kendall and the Baldwin of this all.
Yeah, who are all combined. You know what's also, sorry, not to go back. But you remember when Hailey took Bieber's name and she was just like Hailey Bieber and it's kind of weird. I forgot that her name was even Baldwin before. She's Hailey Bieber to me.
She is now.
It's that's what I mean. Like she's
she probably really wanted
evolved
that.
Her brand and that is her.
She's a wife girl.
She's a wife girl for sure. Okay, go.
Okay.
Tell me about what happened with Hilaria Baldwin.
All right.
Hilaria.
I don't even want to talk about this generally, but because we're on this podcast, like I feel like I have to. It's a little weird if I don't. Maybe someone would think that they paid me off not to. So Hilaria Baldwin had her seventh child. The name of the baby is Hilaria.
Oh boy.
They say it means happy. And to share this connection with you feels like an honor to me. I named you in honor of happiness and the mothers in our family who came before you. Your mother's name is
Susan. No, I don't know.
What's her fucking mother's name? I knew this shit so well. It's not that. It is not Hilaria or Spanish in any way. Our name means happy in all languages. No, actually happy in Hebrew is Simcha, my Hebrew name. Thank you. A few different letters here and there.
A few different letters here and there, basically different word.
Right. Like a do you few know different how letters. How do you create English? It's like, well, she doesn't
here,
know.
Let me just put like a few different you know, words here, all, letters.
You know, I see how she's trying to like justify her making up of everything by being like, oh, all letters.
Couldn't she just be like, I want to name my kid after me? Like all men do.
Why not just name it? First of all, her name isn't Hilaria. It's Hillary. I am so confused. Okay, she went on to say she's exhausted and feeling guilt over not being able to balance her time with her six other children. You know, all of this was optional, you know. Okay, I wanted to just bring this up because I am declaring her over. I'm fucking over this bitch. She literally clearly did this because I wouldn't have even have talked about this baby because I don't care anymore until she admits to certain things.
It really sounds like you don't care.
I don't care anymore, but I'm so annoyed that she like chose this name that like begged you to talk about the name that I just had to bring it up. I just think she's so annoying. They're also selling, our friends sent me, they're putting their house in the Hamptons up for sale. Oh. They're trying to sell it for $29 million.
Oh my God.
It is not worth $29
million. Where is it?
There are four bedrooms.
Oh my God, where is it?
Amagansett. It is, I'll show it to you. This is the most insane thing I've ever seen.
They have seven children.
And four bedrooms. four bedrooms for seven children in a $30 million house. These people make no sense to me, and I think I'm done with them.
Okay, wait, let's rewind.
Do you want to see the house?
Yeah, actually, get it. Here we go. In the meantime, we haven't heard anything, any new developments with Alec.
Right. So here's the development that I was getting to. I think they're selling this house because he's afraid of how much money he's going to need in these lawsuits.
They have like a horse.
Yeah, the
ranch.
Farm. I think that's next door, and they technically own it. I think they were trying to like say that it was like an animal rescue. There's definitely tax implications with that.
I think they have a lot of property.
Yeah, it's 10 acres, but like still.
10 acres in the
Four
Hamptons.
Four bedrooms.
10 acres in the Hamptons. You could build a bunch of,
it's not
like
separable.
Bumble.
I checked. I mean, the Hamptons isn't that big, so you can't be that far town. It is bumblefuck. It's 10 acres. It's non-dividable, so no one can even like buy a part of it.
Oh, yeah, you can't break it
Who's
up.
Who's buying that for $30 million?
Not
ridiculous.
Me.
Look, this just looks like a normal house.
Okay, but go back. We haven't heard anything about Alec. Have you heard anything about
stuff is happening.
It's just happening.
It's happening.
The legal stuff is happening.
Yeah, I mean, he is going to have to figure out what is his liability for shooting the DP on his movie that he produced.
Yeah. Do you still think that Ilaria birthed Ilaria?
I don't know because I didn't pay close enough attention. And I literally only tuned in once I found out that the name was Ilaria.
I saw a picture of her like in the hospital.
Yeah, but that.
But you could do anything. But did you watch the new Kardashian episode?
I saw that they like, I got a headline this morning that Khloe and Tristan were like, had been secretly engaged.
No. He proposed to her and she said no.
Oh,
that's the headline. The PR machine on Khloe is working really, really hard. They, hold on. Before I go into that, they are really working hard. Like she was just pictured with that guy from 365 and every single article was that they're rumored dating. When there was one photo, I was like, this is all bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
that's not real.
People just like, stop with the clicks. Stop trying to get my click.
Real.
I'm not going to give you my click.
You know what we should do? We should do like a... media literacy class, but it's like not really about like, you know, journalism. It's like about
like how to read through
celebrity bullshit.
Totally. Wait, hold on. So what was I saying before? Oh, in the first episode, it's all about like Khloe like did her embryos, found out about Tristan 1 week later, was embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. The episode spans obviously a 9 month, whatever, when the kid's born. And you see the process of what it's like. You go to the hospital. And she's like, the birth is happening now as she's walking there with like her backpack and Kim is there with her and she goes and then they just like, they show the baby being born and then they just like give it to Khloe and then she holds the baby and that's the moment where she's holding this baby and it was just really wild to me, but it was amazing.
I'm gonna watch that.
And it was amazing. And then when I saw the picture of Ilaria holding Ilaria, I just saw the same because I know you think, and there's also this like subreddit like conspiracy that she use a surrogate for most of her children, right?
There's different beliefs about how many and which children. She definitely used it for one.
But that's not the drama. The drama is that she pretended like they were hers and she was wearing like a bump.
Yes. People think she did that for all of her pregnancies except for her first one.
So most.
Yeah. But then there's people who think she just did it for the last one.
We're not sure. It remains to be conspiracy.
We'll find out one day.
We'll find out. Do you think that she carried this one and pretended?
I didn't pay enough attention, honestly, because here's the thing. After he shot this woman and Hilaria acted how she's acting, it became something for me where I'm like, this is too gross.
Yeah.
And it's actually not even entertaining anymore. She just keeps doing the same things over and over again that it's not worth watching.
Yeah.
And because she wants attention. She wants me to like run and be like, Ilaria. And like, yes, fine. You got me once in like the past 6 months. But...
And that's this is it. Where we end it. We don't talk about her now.
So annoying.
We wish you luck with all of your children selling your house for $30 million.
Good luck if you
Where are they 15. Moving? They live in the city, though,
They live in the city. They live like off of Union Square, like, pretty close to Union Square. And then they apparently they bought two homes in Vermont.
Like three and a half children in one, three and a half children in the other.
Nannies in one. I don't even know if they're near each other. I could do a dive in the subreddit, but I just honestly, I'm not that interested right now.
I'm not that interested. All right.
More interested in Harry and finishing my Harry and Meghan book.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
The other big news in celebrity news is that Riri announced that she is headline. She's doing the Super Bowl.
This is going to be great. I'm pumped about this.
What were your reactions, Samantha?
Yay. I don't.
I was really excited because I fucking love Rihanna, and we haven't heard her sing or perform in many, many years.
You know, it's hard for me to get some excited for something like this that's not going to happen until February. Like, I'll get excited 5 minutes before she goes.
Okay, but like, I'm not thinking about it every day. Yeah. I was excited when I saw the announcement. I was like, oh my God, Rihanna.
Abby's
this
very
is going to be for us. I was like, this is our Super Bowl now.
Didn't we get last year, though? Like, last year was our Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, it was like more millennial Super Bowl.
We are millennial.
I know, but it was different. It was, but now
best
it's
of the year?
Female millennial Super Bowl, and it's like Rihanna, and it's like, and just, she's just amazing.
Abby was very excited because she's a mom.
She's a mogul.
Yeah, she is a mogul. She's a self-made billionaire.
Yes.
She's a one or a nine, whatever she is. She's the most self-made you could be.
She's the most self-made you could be. And she's just really B. She's just...
Just B.
Just B.
Rihanna is Avi's celebrity crush. I think she's his hall pass, so...
Rihanna's whose?
Avi's celebrity hall pass. And Halle Berry. Those are his celebrity crushes. Don't cute. I look like them?
Yeah, I was going to say. But I didn't say. Yeah, so I'm excited. She's going to probably do like the best medley of the life.
I know.
Life.
What songs do you want her to do? There better be a Disturbia.
Disturbia. Yeah. What's your favorite Rihanna song?
Wow, that's a hard question. Not Umbrella. Disturbia might be.
No, not Umbrella.
Not Umbrella. Diamonds in the Sky, I love.
Yeah.
Breaking dishes up in here all night. No one knows that one, but I really
know that one.
Because we used to listen to it in college.
Oh.
But I think that's not one of her most popular.
But it is an interesting thing for her to like do.
We found Love in a Hopeless Place.
Yes. Place.
Yes.
Is she, do you think she's going to come out with new music?
Maybe. Maybe next year.
Like because of?
I don't think because of. I think they're
irrelevant. I mean, it's a strategic move. You don't just take the Super Bowl without any, like, Taylor said no.
Yeah, but Taylor has her own shit.
Why would Taylor say no?
She said it was because of the re-records. There could be a million reasons why. I think Taylor's way more strategic in general than Rihanna is.
There's no way Rihanna's not strategic.
No, I'm not saying she's not strategic, but I'm saying she's less like, she hasn't made an album in a long time and she's not letting anyone rush her.
The memes
is my point.
About Rihanna performing, but really just doing like, is it going to be a makeup show? Like, is it just going to be like Rihanna
like more
Fenty?
Natural. She's
no,
way
what I'm
more
saying,
natural
because her,
than Taylor.
Now she's not really like a musician now. She's really like, she's a makeup company. She has her lingerie company? Is it really?
Maybe they gave her like a commercial.
That's, you know? There's no way.
Why? Maybe it's like, we give you a fee and we'll give you a commercial.
And she's just going to perform it?
Yeah.
I mean, people, she hasn't made music in so long.
But she has enough good music that no one's like, where? Like, everyone's like, great, we love this.
It's just going to be our Super Bowl. I'm I don't even excited. Know who's trying to going to play.
No one does.
Oh, is not it not
decided
the,
yet?
No, I know, but isn't it like happening?
There will be a Super Bowl, yeah. I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, isn't it like progressing?
Yeah, but like, it just started.
There's no playoffs?
What day is it? We're nowhere near the playoffs. It's like the second week, right? It's the second week. The third week. Yeah, I just know this because I know what Avi watches. I don't give a fuck.
I gave up on that a long time ago.
No, it's more just like, okay, I know on Sunday he was watching that.
Okay.
So it must have started.
I know.
And he hasn't been watching it for that many
Jets
weeks.
Lost.
Right. So right. It hasn't been happening for that many weeks because he only did that for a few weeks.
Okay.
I'm not that sick of it yet.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that happened in the world? Adam Levine, Maroon 5 is going on having a Vegas residency.
Okay,
and then they
removed
comments off of their post.
Sumner Stroh is coming out with something. She just like debuted something.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember what
it
is.
What did she debut?
I don't remember. I can't be trusted to remember every piece of information I read on the internet.
Yes,
but
you
she
can.
Did just come up with, she did just come up with, come out with something. I know the reviewers hate when I don't have
Sumner,
the info. I'm sorry. I don't
Sumner.
Remember everything, but I formed a general impression.
TV, you texted me yesterday that yesterday was Tell Me Lies Wednesday.
It's Stephen DeMarco Day.
You know, Stephen DeMarco Day. To me, that's not where I go. I go Handmaid's Tale Wednesday.
I can't watch that shit.
I've just loved it for so long.
I read the news. I don't need
I know,
that.
That's true.
I don't need to picture what the news is going to become.
It is upsetting, but
I don't like
the dark shit.
Ever since What's-Her-Name had the thing, Alexis Bledel.
That was season 2.
Yeah, I have not watched since that.
That was like the first 3 episodes of season 2. Okay.
Yeah, it was too gross to me and I had
Salt Lake City started.
Yes, I watched that.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, Lisa Barlow was just here.
I know.
Oh, you know. You were here also.
I was here. Lisa Barlow was just here. Yeah, that was great.
That was great. You guys should listen on Mention It All. I think she's on today's episode.
Beverly Hills, I didn't watch. That was on yesterday.
I did.
Like all of a sudden, Kardashians released yesterday. I didn't watch it
yet. I'm going to do Kardashians this weekend, maybe.
There's just so much TV on now all of a sudden.
You know what I'm doing tomorrow?
What?
I'm going to see Luckiest Girl Alive in a screener.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go.
I'm excited.
That's going to be great. That's coming out soon. Everybody go check that out. Our friend Jessica Knoll.
Yeah, right.
She wrote it.
Is she our friend?
Oh, she could be our friend. She's our French friend.
Yeah, acquaintance.
Acquaintance.
You know, we would like to be her friend more. She doesn't, you know.
I think.
We've met her.
Yeah, we DM.
Yeah, that, right, does that. Yeah.
It's your DM friend.
Yeah, DM friend.
Whatever, we're proud. And Mila Kunis is in it. My daughter's name is Mila. So there's that.
See it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm hoping it's good. I love the book.
And that is it, guys, right? That's it, Sammy.
I think that's it.
That is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
I'm at Sammy. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Please follow us on Apple or Spotify. Let us know what you want us to talk about. DM us. Let us know what you think. What?
Who are we sending the Caymans?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Hilaria.
Sumner? Oh, Hilaria. Not the child.
No, the child can stay.
She's too young to sell timeshares.
She's an innocent tabula Hilaria. Rasa who has not hurt anybody yet, and it's not her fault that her mother is.
Hillary. Well, talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.